Okay, my friends, we're going to start getting involved in the Gemara. We're going to go over what we did on Thursday, and we're going to start the next sugya, which is very exciting. There's a new sugya over here. We're going to try to see how much we can milk out of the sugya. But we spoke about on Thursday, and we got involved in the question of the Briskarov, which is what some of what we'll speak about today. But we finished up the sugya of Re'uhu Balayla, and we mentioned the machlokes, what appears to be Rashi and Tosfos, as to whether or not how exactly the din of Lotei Shmi Gedolei Meri'io works. Lamaisa, it doesn't exist anywhere else in Shas, that language of Lotei Shmi Gedolei Meri'io. The only place is here in our parak. And the Rashi says there's a reason for that. The reason is because it's a special din when it comes to Kiddush HaKodesh, because it doesn't say Eidus, it says Kazeh. And Rashi brings Kazeh Re'eh V'Kadesh, even though that's not a Lashon of the Pasuk. Lashon of the Pasuk is just HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem. Rashi says Kazeh Re'eh V'Kadesh. So therefore Rashi says that if it's just Re'eh, Lo Tei Shmiya Gedolei Mei Re'iya, because all you need is a Re'iya, but when you need actually Eidus, so then to Aktak Enochanam, we don't say Lo Tei Shmiya Gedolei Mei Re'iya. And Rashi says, Taka, when it comes to Dinei Nefashas, for example, there's a din of Lo Tei Shmiya Gedoyla Mei Re'iya that exists. Tosfos, on the other hand, asks the question that it says that no, by Dinei Nefashas, we find that you can apply Lo Tei Shmiya Gedoyla Mei Re'iya. Tosfos seems to understand that this is not exclusive for Kiddush HaChodesh, and you can really apply this anywhere. And Tosfos says, he brings a raya from Dinei Nefashas, which Rashi himself says Dinei Nefashas does need Eidim. So we said Tosfos is talking about a specific case, a case of a treifa. When a treifa kills, and then Bezdin sees him kill, Bezdin can kill. We discussed that maybe Rashi holds that's not really midin misas Bezdin. That's just midin ubiar taharam ikir becha. We spoke about the fact that there's a din of going to jail. There's a din of putting someone in a kippah, which is Bezdin has a second kind of a set of laws, which is kind of above the law itself, kind of. Which is Bezdin has to make sure that if they know someone is a threat to society, we take care of them. We saw from the Meiri that says the language, the Lashon of the Meiri was Shezet Tzarech Shah. This is a Tzarech Shah. It's just something that we need to do for the moment. We spoke about also, what about the behema of a Treifa? Can we kill him? Does he have Din Misa? It's Machlokes Rambam and Raivin. We said could be that's goof for the Machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos. Machlokes is whether or not when you kill a treifa, when it's in front of him, is that called Mises Bezdin? Or is it just called, you know, Bezdin take care of business? And it could be that that's over here, the Machlokes. And in a Hanami, everyone agrees that it has to do with Beatra Mekebecha. But in the end of the day, would you call this a Mises Bezdin or not? We shtel to the fact that what happens if someone is Chayiv Mises Bezdin, and for whatever reason, you can't kill him with Mises Bezdin. Let's say you don't have any buildings to throw him off. Let's say he's trying to escape. The only way that you could kill him is by shooting an arrow through him. We met our neighbor named Brett. Brett is the seventh best archer in the entire world. He was ranked number seven. He's one of our neighbors out here. So I probably bring him in to show, like, give an archery exhibition one of these days. So the point is that what happens if that's the only way that you're able to kill him? So you just kill him that way. So is that midin misas bezdin, or maybe that's just midin, like, just get the job done? It might actually have to do with an interesting machlokes Rambam and Ramban. There's an interesting machlokes. If how many mitzvahs of misas bezdin are there? I don't recall the Rambam or the Ramban who says what. I think that the Ramban says that there's four mitzvahs. One is skila, one is sreifa, one is hereg, one is chenek. And the Rambam says there's all one. It's a shaila in Makkos. In the first, we discussed it in Makkos in the beginning. It's Machlokes Rambam and Ramban. I think that's the way that the positions lay. So if there's four different misas, so then what in the world is killing someone when you're not using skila, sreifa, hereg, and chenek? It's obviously not one of the misas bezdin. But if it's all one mitzvah, what does that really mean? That means bezdin has a din to kill. They have different ways when they kill. They can kill with skila, they can kill with sreifa, they can kill with hereg, they can kill with chenek. And maybe sometimes they have to kill with other, there are other avenues, but that's all included in the mitzvah of Mises Bezdin. Perhaps that would be the Shaila. Al Kopanim, therefore, we would say that that if we're saying that when Bezdin kills a treifa, it's not midin regular Mises Bezdin, then I understand how they could do it without Eidos. Because anyway, it's only a Tzorich Shah. Tzorich Shah, you can do whatever you want. That's l'chayr how Rashi's going to learn. And Rashi's going to stick to his guns and say that the only time that you have this din of Lotei Shmi Gudoy Lemei Re'iyah is by Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Tosfos says, no, it exists also when it comes to Dinei Nefashos. Yeah, when it comes to Dinei Nefashos. What's interesting is the following thing. No one seems to talk about Dinei Mominus. What's with Dinei Mominus? Talk about Dinei Nefashos. You talk about Kiddush HaChodesh. Dinei Mominus seems to be totally off the radar. So would there be the same machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos in Dinei Mominus? It would appear that yes. In other words, Rashi says that, listen, the only time you could use Re'iyah is by Kiddush HaChodesh, not by Dinei Nefashos. Tosfos says you can use it everywhere. So therefore, Rashi L'chor would hold Dinei Mominus. Also, you can't use the Re'iyah of Bezdin. That's what would appear. However, I would like to suggest a svara. I wonder if anyone could be mechaven to the svara, that maybe even Rashi would agree when it comes to Dinei Mominus, you could use Re'iyah. Rashi says the only time you can use Re'iyah is when you have a special Gzeres HaKosiv that it says Kazeh Re'ei V'Kadesh. You don't have that by Dinei Mominus. I'd like to suggest, I want to know if I'm open the floor to my Talmidim, why Dinei Mominus, maybe even Rashi would be masking. What? Oh, okay. The Olam has anything? Chaim David was mechaven to my pshat. Does anyone else have a pshat over here? Anyone that's in Zoom? Chaim David is live in Pennsylvania. Anyone else? Keep your eyes on the road, my friends. Those of you that are driving, I'd rather you pull over to the side, but that's a different story. Avi, you got an idea? Avrami Safran? Avi Schneeweiss? Baruch Kunzler, Rachmiel? Reb Noyam, no, we haven't heard from you yet. Vihi Noyam. We sang Vihi Noyam over Shabbos. We're excited about having you here, Noyam, Beis Hashem.
I don't know, when's the official date?
Tomorrow I'll know. Right now our tentative date is for Friday. We are, it's very ambitious. It really depends on our plumbing. If we can get our plumbing up and running, then we can try to start Friday. But don't know. We'll know tomorrow.
What have you been doing till now?
Oh, we're working very hard. No, guys are complaining.
With the plumbing, I'm saying.
No, one building has plumbing. One building has plumbing. Look, it's very similar to the way it was up in the desert Shabbos. You know what I mean? Use a little bit of sawdust, and you're all good. Anyway, Avrami, Reb Noyam, what are you talking about my Shiloh? You understand why? Maybe Dinei Mominus would be different. Why would we think Dinei Mominus is different? So Chaim David was Mechavin. Oh, now he joined the meeting. He wants to see everyone. It's like he's missing out on the Zoom. This is where this FOMO on Zoom right now, but this is where the action is going to be, my friends. It's going to be here. Chaim David said the following svar. Listen, if I do a fender bender, I break someone's car and no one sees, there's no Adim, do I owe the money? No one saw. I'm not asking you if you're going to pay. I want to know, if do you owe the money? Yes or no?
Anyone
help me out, Avrami? Yeah. Yeah, you owe the money.
Yeah, for sure.
If you go to your Rav and you tell your Rav, listen, no one saw. Should I pay? What's he going to tell you?
For sure, it's Arahara.
Yeah, for sure you should pay, without a question. And even if you go to Bezdin, let's say I wasn't so prepared to pay, the guy goes to Bezdin and says, you bumped into my car. I say, Lahadam. And he doesn't bring Aiden. What's Bezdin going to paskin? If there's no Aiden, Bezdin's going to paskin. If I say I didn't do it, Bezdin's going to pass. So Bezdin paskin in my favor. But I know that I just manipulated the system. That's what I did. I go to my Rav and I say, Rav, listen, I got to be honest with you. even though Bezdin Paskin that I'm Potter, I know that really I'm Chayev. Should I pay yes or no? What's the Rav going to say?
Yes.
Anyone? Absolutely. Now, what happens if a person knows he was Mechal Shabbos? Someone's Mechal Shabbos is supposed to get Skila. There is no Edim. So, is he Chayev Misa? Well, let me change it. Should he kill himself? Should he jump off of a building and say, look, I know I'm Chayev Misa. Let me kill myself. Yes or no?
No.
No? Why not? But he's Chayev Misa.
Because
That would be considered committing suicide. But why? I use Mechal Shabbos. The answer is, you don't become Chayev Misa until Bezdin Paskins. You're not Chayev Misa. And even a person, what happens, so a person walks into Bezdin and he says, okay, Bezdin, I was Mechal Shabbos, I'm Chayev Misa. Will Bezdin accept his quote-unquote testimony or his admittal? Anyone know? Will Bezdin accept that?
No, there has to be Edom.
No, why won't they accept his Haidah? Haidah spaldin kamei Edom dami. Because we have a klal. Ein Adam mesim atzmai Rasha. You can't say something that's going to incriminate yourself. You can make yourself Chayev Mamon, but you can't make yourself Chayev Misa. So you can walk in pleading with Bezdin, please kill me, please kill me. Bezdin's not going to do it. So should he now go on the roof of the courthouse and just jump off and kill himself? The answer is no. So there's a fundamental difference between mamonis and dinei nefashos. When it comes to mamonis, the chiyuv doesn't come through the channel of Bezdin. The clarity comes through the channel of Bezdin. I can see whether I'm chayev from Bezdin, but the actual chiyuv comes from the action itself. Masha'en came when it comes to dinei nefashos, without Bezdin paskening, I'm not chayev misa. So let me ask you a question. Let's say Bezdin knows I'm Chayev Misa, but they don't know through the proper channels. Somehow, it's a question of how it happens. I have a very simple way of how it can happen, but let's not get into that. Bezdin knows I'm Chayev Misa, but they didn't hear through Bezdin channels. I'll give you an example. For example, there are things that are not admissible in court. What are the DNA? I don't think DNA is admissible in court. I think it will be thrown out of court. It's relatively unfathomable. What's the word I'm looking for? No, I'm not looking the opposite of that. It is. It's not. It can't be mistaken. It's not falsible. It's not falsifiable. Let's assume.
Unmistakable.
Unmistakable. Okay. I understand. From what I understand, at least. Okay, it might depend on where they find the DNA, whatever it is. But let's say Bezdin has scientific proof. But they didn't go through the lines of the way that Bezdin does and gets to their psalm. What would Bezdin do? Would Bezdin be able to kill him? I'm humbly suggesting there's no difference than he himself. Can he kill himself if he knows that he was Mechal Shabbos? No. Can Bezdin kill him if they know he's Mechal Shabbos? If they don't go through the regular, the protocol of Bezdin, they won't be able to kill him. Mason Atzma Rosh is not, he's not believed, but if he knows that he's Chayev Misa, why can't he kill himself? Because he's not really Chayev yet. So what my point is like this, it says Rashi, if Bezdin doesn't have Edim, I don't care if you know that he killed. It's very nice you know that he killed. You saw it with your own two eyes. Says Rashi, there's a protocol. Bezdin cannot paskin without Edim. Finito, period. But however, when it comes to Mamanis, maybe Rashi's maskim. If Bezdin knows he's Chayev, Bezdin can tell you he's Chayev. Why? Because the Chayev doesn't come through Bezdin. Bezdin is just there to get to the truth. And if they know the truth, they can be Mechayev him, even though they don't have protocol, which is Edus. When it comes to Mamanis, maybe over there, Rashi's going to be Maida.
But we spoke about this in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, we spoke about this many times. There's a difference between something that is Mekayim Davar and something that's Mevar Davar. We find it in Edim also. We spoke about that you need Edim in order to make someone, to testify someone's Chayiv, for example, to pay. What happens? What about the Adam when it comes to Kiddushin? Right? Let's say a man and a woman, they're alone in a room, and he says, Arei Mekudeshesli. They walk out, they both know that it happened. Are they married? Well, Bezdin and Paskin, they're not married, but they know the truth. Are they married? No. But over there, the Adam are a necessary component in the Kiddushin. It's a similar type of idea, okay? That in order to create certain realities, we need certain people present. So when it comes to over here, to create a Rechi of Misa, we're saying it's being created through Bezdin. We need Adam, says Rashi. Without Adam, it doesn't work. It could be Tosis's maskim that you need Adam in order to create the reality. But just Tosis holds, when I see it, Bezdin see it. What does Bezdin function as? According to Tosis, Bezdin will function as the Adam also. And that, in other words, the Re'ias Bezdin is considered to be a Re'ias Adam. And therefore, it's going to work. We'll have to see if we can get into more of that by Eid Nasadayan on Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, my friends, let's get started over here. Yeah, someone has a question?
Shiva?
The Gemara is comparing to Mom the whole time, so the mental difference is so strong. How could the Gemara...
Shiva?
Yes, Rabbi Schweitzer.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt you. I'm waiting, just if you have chavrusas for me, anybody available?
We're going to set them up soon.
Anybody
about to start that. I just want to introduce the next sugya. Yeah, Reb Noyam, what are you saying? Where are we comparing it to Dine Mominus?
Twice is bringing Mominus to try proving what we need, but if there's a fundamental difference in Mammon, it's a little schwer. Mammon's different because it's, you know.
You're talking about Tchilas Din and Soif Din, is that what you mean?
Also in the next Gemara, when you're talking about a Mumcha, Abi Yachid.
Okay, so we'll get to that. So it seems like what Noam is talking about as follows is there is similarity, and we'll have to figure out what they are exactly to Dine Mominus. It's making a good hara, but we have to figure out in what way are they similar and in what way are they different. Lemaisa Kiddush HaChodesh only needs three Dayanim. And does Dine Nefashos need three Dayanim or more? Anyone know how many we need for Dine Nefashos? 23. So in some ways, Kiddush HaChodesh is different than Dine Nefashos. On the other hand, and it's more similar to Dine Mominus, because Dine Mominus needs three, Kiddush HaChodesh needs three. On the other hand, in some ways, they are similar to Dine Nefashos. We're going to discuss, there's the Maisa of Bezdin, there's the Psaka of Bezdin. We'll try to get into trying to figure that out, but that's a good aura that Ramayim is making. Let's start the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ru Shleisha Vehein Bezdin, Yam Du Shnayim. It doesn't say Hashnayim, it says Shnayim. There's we saw that already beforehand. So the Gemara Sefik, it's related to Ein Yochid Neman Al Yidei Atzmai. It's the Chiddush of the Sefik is that a Yochid is not Neman by himself. The Psaka Da'ida Amina Hayol V'Tanan Dinei Mamanis B'Shlo Yishavim Hayem Mumchel Rabim Don Afilu B'Yochid A Mumchel Rabim Can Don Even By Itself. So Hachanami Nekadche B'Yachidi. I think you can Mekadosh it alone. Kamash Malon. You can't be Mekadosh it alone. Vema Hachanami Ein Lo Chamumchel Rabim B'Yisrael Yoyisam Imoishe Rabbeinu V'Kamal Yakodesh Vodika Aron B'Hadoch. He needs to have Aaron has to be together with Moshe. The Chsiv, Vayomer Hashem, Moshe ve'El Aaron Beretz Mitzrayim. Vayomer Chodesh Zolachem. You need both of them. So there's a few different questions over here. One question is, why does Moshe Rabbeinu need Aaron? If the Brisker Rav asked this question, I think we gave it out. I'm going to try to send it out again in the WhatsApp. If after all Moshe Rabbeinu is b'makayim, Ayin Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says in the Gemara, he has a status of Ayin Aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu. So if that's his status, why does he need anyone else? Kiddush HaChodesh only needs three. Doesn't need 72. Why, you know, because Aaron would make it 72. Moshe's one, Aaron's going to make it 72. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu not enough? That's one Shiloh. And the other Shiloh is, how does Aaron even help? After all, Aaron is only one other person, and Aaron is a... Someone help me out with this. Why would Aaron be a problem, in particular Aaron? He is a... Karoyv. You can't have two brothers sit on a bezdin. So how can Moshe and Aaron even do anything? These are some of the shilohs we're going to speak about. There's a Tosfos over here, also on the side of the Gemara. This is what we're going to try to do today. Zok the Hele Gigemora Rushloishavain Bezdin Yamdu Shnaim Vishimachar Eitzala Yochid. So we had a gears in the Mishnah Yamdu Hashnaim. Yushimachar Eitzala Shein Yochid Neman Al Yedei Atzmai. What does it mean Yamdu Hashnaim? That's the gears that we have in the Mishnah. They change that also. Some people change it in the Mishnah. Who changes it? I'll tell you. In the Oiz V'Hadar, they say, Tosis Yom Tov Rashash. Oh, they talk about it. Kisviyadus Yushalim, it just says Shnaim. But we said maybe Hashnaim is because there are two in particular that are the ones that we want to get up. Because the third one is a very important person. Who's the VIP? Rosh Bezdin. After all, it says Rosh Bezdin, I'm a Mekudesh. Now, really, usually the only type of bezin that has a roish bezin is Sanhedrin Agadol. So this would be somewhat of a support for the Rambam that the Rambam says that Kiddush HaChodesh is given to Sanhedrin Agadol, which is weird because there's only three here. That's one of the Ramban's kashas. You looking for a Gemara? There's the Gemara here. It's somewhere under this here. This is the Gemara right here. It's right here. That it says in the Mishnah, it's Rosh Shloisha in Bezdin. How much is Sanhedrin HaGadol? Definitely not Shloisha, it's
71 or 23.
Right. So we said that at the time we said there's one of two Mahalchim which we're gonna entertain both of them as we get deeper in. One of them is that the people have to be members of Sanhedrin HaGadol. So you don't need to have the entire Sanhedrin HaGadol, but they have to be card carrying members of Sanhedrin HaGadol. And maybe you need the Reish Bezdin to be amongst them, possibly. Listen, it's going to be very confusing if you have all different types of Bezdins doing Kiddush HaChodesh. I did it Tuesday, you did it Monday, I did it, you didn't do it. We know about it, we don't know about it. Like, how is it going to work? So you need to have one authority. Like, it gets very confusing over here. We got lots of people working, we got management, and this guy's in charge of this, guy's in charge of that, and everyone's just getting confusing. You need one person that's the go-to, Morty Goldberg. You one person, or Chaim, we can work, show me, have a... Yeah, David Lefkowitz, we got a lot of them. That's the problem. We got a lot of different people over here that are trying to run the show. But Baruch Hashem, everyone's very involved and it's very, very helpful. And everyone's been working hard.
Chaim David Krakauer is Bader Rosh Bezdin.
The cracks. They nominated you to be Rosh Bezdin. I'll call Panim. That's one shot we had. The other shot we had, which won't fit as well with the Lushan, but it'll answer for the Rambam as far as the Mishnah is concerned, and that is that the Bezdin has to be appointed by Sanhedrin HaGadol. Don't need Sanhedrin HaGadol to actually do it. Sanhedrin HaGadol is kind of like in charge, but who is actually doing it? It could be even a smaller Sanhedrin, as long as they have been sent by Sanhedrin HaGadol. No, all the other ones do. This one doesn't. That's why I said this one won't answer the Lashon, but it'll answer Shittas Rambam. Then it's the Lashon of Hashnaim wouldn't be helpful because it doesn't mean necessarily Rosh Bezdin. Now, Kopanim, we also spoke about in the Mishnah, it says, Rush Loisha Vehain Bezdin. It's also interesting. Rush Loisha Vehain Bezdin. What's that Lashon? Just say, Ru'u Bezdin Shal Shloisha. Rush Loisha Vehain Bezdin. Very interesting Lashon. Yamdu Hashnaim. The yeshivu mechavereihem. What does it mean, mechavereihem? Just the yeshivu eitzel hayochev. Yeshivu mechavereihem sounds like that they are, would be an English, good English word for mechavereihem. They are contemporaries. Literally, it means friends. But the word that we would want for like what our purpose is, now that maybe would indicate that they have to also be members of Sanhedrin HaGadol, or Bez the Sanhedrin HaGadol, whatever it is. Eitzel hayochev. V'yidu bifnehem, v'yomer mikudesh mikudesh. Interesting, it says the Lashon says also again twice. But she'en hayachid ne'mon al yidei atzmai. We also like the double Lashon. She'en hayachid ne'mon al yidei atzmai. She just say she'en hayachid ne'mon levad. What does it mean? She'en hayachid ne'mon al yidei atzmai. And Eli Bash was mechaven to the pshat we said. If I'm not mistaken, I'm almost positive. She'en hayachid ne'mon al yidei atzmai. Because every time the Rosh Bezdin speaks, does he speak together with everyone else, or does he speak alone? Rosh Bezdin Oimer Mekudesh. He speaks by himself. But usually when he speaks by himself, he's speaking what? On behalf of Bezdin. Over here, Ein Hayachid Ne'mon Al Yedei Atzmoy. He's not believed to speak on behalf of himself. If he's speaking on behalf of everyone, in other words, we went into session, whatever it's called, the court went into, the Bezdin sat together and they deliberated, that's the word I was looking for, and they decided together that it's time for Kiddush HaChodesh. So then he's just the person that speaks, just like when a jury comes to a conclusion, the judge is the one that actually presents it, but he doesn't make that decision on his own. So to overhear, but if there's only one Dayan, then he is making the decision on his own. Now we spoke about, we're just chazing over what we spoke about on this, in our halacha in the Mishnah. We spoke about two different pshatim as to what is the problem with the yochid doing it by himself. Rashi says on the Mishnah, Shene yochid neman, says Rashi, loimar mekudish b'tnei atzma. He can't say mekudish by himself. That's what you need, friends. But it sounds like from Rashi, all you need the friends for is the end of the process. Loimar mekudish. What about for the actual kabbalas edus? Sounds like from Rashi, you don't need the friends to be sitting there. He could be Mekabel Edim himself. And Ben Avram and Ahar, it says not like that. And the Mishnah is not really Mashmah like Rashi. Let's take a look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, someone tell me, Rabbi say, someone of you tell me, read the Mishnah and see why is it not Mashmah like Rashi. Come on, guys, help me out over here. Rashi says that really, as far as the Kabbalah's Edus is concerned, the Yachad Mumcha is fine. The only reason we need two more people over there is Loimar Mekudesh, in order to assist with the Psak. But the Kabbalah's Edus can be only in front of one, and it doesn't bother us. That seems to be Shita's Rashi. What? It sounds like that to sit down before the Edus. If you read the Mishnah, it says, Yamdu Ashnaim, V'yoshivu mechavereim Eitzel Hayochid V'yoidu Bifneihem. Yoidu Bifneihem sounds like they have to testify in front of all of them. Says Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar, you're right, it does. They do have to testify in front of all of them. And one cannot be Makabal the Edus by himself. If one can't Paskin by himself, one can't be Makabal the Edus by himself. And Rashi argues. Rashi says one can be Makabal Edus. We said two different pshatim in Rashi, maybe because Rashi holds anytime we need a certain number for Sanhedrin, so it's irrelevant how many people Makabal Edus. It's just a question of how many people at the Psak. Or maybe over here is different. As we spoke about, the Edus isn't really even part of the process. The Edus is the pregame on the process when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. What could you even use in order to be Mekadesh the Chodesh? What type of Edom can you even use to be Mekadesh the Chodesh?
Kroidim?
False Edom. Can't use Kroidim. False Edom. We said from the Emek Bracha, if Bezdin has a whatever reason that they need that there should be a Kiddush HaChodesh, what could Bezdin do? They could manipulate Edom, get Edom to come in. These Edom are really just a, it's just a, what's the word I'm looking for? A protocol. All it is, and that's part of our process. We have Edom come in, and then we Mekadesh the Chodesh. If that's the case, so then maybe that's why Rashi says, I don't really care who's Mekabel the Edus, or three of them, one of them. That's not the main thing. Akoponim, let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ruben.
Also, for those Edom to be made Edus Sheker.
So we said two answers to that question, Ruben. The question Ruben asked the question is, why is it not also for Edom to be made Edus Sheker? It should be over on the lava of Loisana Bereach Echoker. We said two answers. So, Chesky said one answer is that's not Bereach. The Isser of saying Edus Sheker is only you're testifying about your friend. You're just testifying about Kiddush HaChodesh, it's not Bereach. One answer. The Emek Brachos has a different answer. It says, because of the fact that Bezdin is willing to be Makabal Eda Sheker, it's not called Lusana Bereach Eda Sheker. Over here, we're fine with Eda Sheker. Eda Sheker is when when there's a problem with it. That's Gufa, the Kiddush, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, is that it's okay. Akopanim says the Gemara, V'amai Achanami Neim Elotei Shmir Gedoyla Meiriyah. Correct the Gemara, why don't we say Lotei Shmir Gedolim? The same question that we asked in the previous din of the Mishnah, of Ru Bezdin. So we are also, Ru Shleshavim Bezdin, why don't you say Lotei Shmir Gedolim? V'chi Teim Achanami Kuntri Ru Balayla. And if you want to say over here also the same teret of Ru Balayla, Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, what that is, either way, Says the Gemara, Hainu Ha'achs, and the third case is the same as the second case. Then what's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara, Seifa, it's Tzrichalei. There's a Chiddush in the Seifa. Dina Yochid Ne'mon Al Yidei Atzmai. Chiddush is that a Yochid is not believed by himself. I might have thought that being that it says Dine Momenus is Vishlaisha, and yes, Imhayamum Khalarabin, Dana Filo Biyachid, but there is such a thing as a Yachid Mumcha Dan Afilu Lirabim Afilu Biyachid Yachid Mumcha Yach I'm sorry, Mumcha Lirabim is Dana Filu Biyachid. So Hanami, I would think of you also Nakadshe Biyachidi. Maybe you also you should be able to Mekadesh the new month alone. Kamash Malon, that you can. So Eino Chanami is a special chiddush in the Seifa. What's the chiddush in the Seifa? Basically what the Seifa says, She'eina yachid neman al yidei atzma. I would have thought yachid is neman al yidei atzma. Kamash Malon is not. So basically, let me just ask you a simple question. I didn't see asked this question. So what's the chiddush of? The middle case. Is there a chiddush in the middle case that we don't see from the third case? Why would we not have just written the first case and the third case, and that would not be enough? The second case is also the night. We wouldn't know the night. We wouldn't, even if, but the second is also, the last case is also the night. Okay, so I'll tell you what Eli Bash is saying, and we're going to prove that Eli Bash is wrong. He's been very right. He's been saying a lot of good stuff. This one, I think, is a mistake. I think, let's see. Eli Bash is saying that the second case is the Chiddush of Laila, and the third case is the Chiddush of Ein Yochid Ne'eman Al Yidei Atzma. But I want to say the third case is also talking about Laila. If it's talking about Laila, so then what do I need the second case for? Why is the third case talking about Laila? Because what would be if three people that were Bezdin all saw the moon during the day? What would they do? No. They just announce it. Because Lotei Shemiya, and are they paskining as a one person or as a three Bezdin? Three. They're paskining together. So then it wouldn't be a problem. You wouldn't need the Yamdu Shnaim. The only reason we need Yamdu Shnaim is because the third case is talking about when? By night. So we already have the din of night in the third case. What do we need the second case for? What's the chiddush? What's the second case? Ru'bezdin Vilvad. Is there a chiddush in that case, Bechlau? Or is it just like an introduction to the following case? Let me check if there's anything in the Mishnayos. Does anyone have Mishnayos in front of them? See if the Mishnayos says anything.
Yeah, I have one.
Is there any type of chiddush? I'm yet to see anyone talk about this. Chesky, come on, Chesky, be creative. I don't think Mishnah Aleph. Oh, Mishnah Aleph is the third pair.
I'm sorry, Rabbi, I'm slacking.
The post-Shabbos. Looking for the Chiddush of the second case. Is there a Chiddush in the second case? I don't have the Mishnah here, it doesn't look like. Hold on, you know what? I do have a Mishnayos in my notes.
Rabbi, the first Yisrael adds in, he says, regarding Ro Bezdin Bovad, that he says,
What?
He says, the Ein Edim Acherim.
Okay, that doesn't change anything. It's going to have the same thing in the third case. Someone's making a lot of noise. Why? No, the Gemara just means that there's no Chiddush. That's not enough of a Chiddush yet. I don't think. I don't know how else you could learn it. Okay, I'm gonna see. What I have a photocopy of is very, very limited. Chodesh of Zohar.
Rabbi, is there a possibility that the difference between second and third case is in the third case more people saw it, not just the three people? It says in the second case, Ra'u Bezdin Belvad.
I don't know. I assume that Ra'u Bezdin Belvad is opposed to Ra'u Bezdin B'chol Yisrael. First case is Ru Bezdin Bechol Yisrael. So second case is just Ru Bezdin Belvan and not Kol Yisrael. So I don't know if Ru Shloish Vehain Bezdin, you're going to have a hard time convincing Nechezki that more people saw it. So then why are we making those two people get up? Let them stay and let the other people that saw come and testify. I don't know.
Adrabah, it's a chiddush that they're allowed to stand up. We're not forcing them. It's a chiddush they're allowed to stand up. Even though there might be
other people saw it. Why are they getting up? I got it. Why are they getting up?
That's the chiddush of halacha. That for whatever the reason is, they want to do that, and the chiddushes are allowed.
Don't know. Okay, I'm interested. Again, if they do it by day, they don't need a yanchid mumche. They could do it together. That's why we have to say that. Correct. So, Chayra, you see everything. Rabbi Schweitzer, what are you tying up?
No, I don't know. I'm trying to look here. Shtak Ha'ora.
I don't know if there's anyone says the Chiddush in the second case. Maybe it's just like a loizu apzu type of situation. There's takano chiddush in the second case. I'm not aware of a chiddush in the second case. Okay, my friends, I'm sorry. My camera keeps slipping over here. Okay. Let's keep going. Zokta helege gemara ve'ema hachanami me'efshir tako ein locha mumcha le'rabim bi'Yisrael. Yosemi Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is the historic mumcha l'rabim, the epitome of mumcha l'rabim. Come to the Kodesh Baruch Hu Adik Aaron b'hadoch, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu still said you need Aaron with you. Yechsev Ayomer Hashem al Moshe vel Aaron ve'eretz Mitzrayim leimor Achodesh Azel lachem. Hashem spoke to Moshe and to Aaron. Why didn't he just speak to Moshe? Moshe Rabbeinu is usually the one that is in charge of all the halachas, but he wanted Aaron to be with him. Okay, so we have a bunch of questions, a bunch of different things to speak about over here. The first one I want to go to, just for fun, is the Briskerov. We gave out the Maram Akleim, it's the Briskerov Shiloh. The Shiloh of the Briskerov is that how can it be Moshe Rabbeinu needs Aaron Akleim? Hello, Moshe Rabbeinu is B'mokom Ayin Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu is already himself has a status of 71. I read you the Lashon of the way we have it. Hiksha Griz. It's brought in the Sefer Kuntres Biurim from going Ramesh Shmuel Shapiro. Sanhedrin, I mean, Moshe Mokom Ayin Aleph Koi. And came Lama Yitzorch Tzirov Shal Aroin. And he brings a riot from the Mechilta that Peshas Diborim Kiddush HaChodesh, which have been already at a din of Ayin Aleph.
Oh. Aaron's definitely not coming as Eidus because Moshe and Aaron are possible Eidus anyways.
Okay, we'll have to get to that. Good, we're going to get to that. We have to figure that out. Reuven's bring up the other questions that the Chayyim Moshe and Aaron apostle because they're Kroivim. We'll get to that. I'll call upon him. So we have two Teretzim. I'm going to tell you Moshe Shmuel's Teretz, and then we'll get to the epic Teretz of the Briskerov. Moshe Shmuel says the following Teretz. Moshe Rabbeinu was already Ayin Aleph himself. He's Bezin Sanhedrin Agadol. Moshe Rabbeinu has a din of Sanhedrin Agadol. So Moshe Rabbeinu is din of Sanhedrin Agadol. Therefore, why do we need Aaron? Why do we need anyone else? Moshe Rabbeinu should be enough. Says Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. First, I'll say it the way that we try to say, it, and then I'll give you, a very accurate mashal. What's the din that yachin mumcha neman al de'atzman? Is the pshat because you can't have one person, or because you can't have the koyach hapsach of one person, or you can't have one person? If it's that you need the koyach ha-psak of one more than one person, Moshe Rabbeinu has the koyach ha-psak of 71, he's good to go. But if the pshat is you can't have one person, so then Moshe Rabbeinu is fart only one. How many people in the room right now? If it's just Moshe Rabbeinu, one person in the room. I give you a mashal. Can Moshe Rabbeinu make a minion by himself? Why not? He's 71 people. He's not 71 people. He's one person. Is the koyach of 71, but lamaisi is only one person. So what does it mean when we say in yachin mumcha neman al yedei atzmai? If it just means you need more than one person, so then Moshe, I'm very happy with your koyach. Shkoyach for the koyach. But it's not about your moyach. It's about lamaisa, how many people are here? So that's the Shaila. When the Gemara says, we'll have to see how, what the drush is. When the Gemara says, "Shein yachin neman al yedei atzmai," does the Gemara mean that you have to have the koyach of moyach of 71, or does the Gemara mean you have to have or a koyach of moyach of whatever it is, however more you need than one, or is it that you need to have bepoyo? You need people, three people sitting down to the table. Moshe Rabbeinu can't make a mezuman, and he can't make a minion. He's not three. He's not ten. He's not any of that stuff. That's the pshat of Moshe Shmuel. Beautiful pshat, my friends. Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. That's Moshe Shmuel. From the Bris Kerov, Mizoch Diber, the Meir Stern said over the pshat, Mati, with me.
I know what's coming. I know what's coming.
No. Zoch, the Bris Kerov, or a barrel of Bris Kerov. Abezdin von Ayin Aleph Oter Geven. Ober Abezdin von Sholosh. Hotter nicht given. Hotter nicht given. Which literally means he's a bezdin of 71, but he's not a bezdin of three. A bezdin von ein aleph hotter given. Aber a bezdin von sholosh hotter nicht given. He had the koyach of bezdin of 71. He doesn't have the koyach of bezdin of three. Which sounds very, very counterintuitive. Every 71 has in it three. But Moshe Rabbeinu maybe only has 71. Hashem Kilo. These are like brisker types of varts. This is like a classic, but I'm going to try to make it a little bit less brisk. The classic brisker vart. I like to tell this story. You know, Reb Chaim had many, numerous different Talmidim. He had the brisker of. He had Reb Shimon Shkop, he had Reb Baruch Be'er. Those are three main Talmidim. And the way that you define the difference between the three Talmidim is as follows. If Reb Chaim would say that a table is a cow, now how would they respond? So the Briskerov, being very close to his father, would go over and ask his father, what did you mean when you said a table is a cow? Because the Briskerov had the entree to his father, he's able to ask his father's questions. A lot of times you see, he says that the Briskerov asked his father and he said, amen. Reb Shimon Shkop would say, it didn't mean that it's a cow. It just means it's like a cow. It has a din of a cow. It has four legs, just like a cow has four legs. So it acts like a cow. That's it. And Reb Baruch Be'er would milk the table. That's what Reb Baruch Be'er would do. It's like the table's a cow. That's it. Table's a cow. That's it. So what we're saying is a brisk of art. He's saying that it was a bezdin of 71. It's not a bezdin of three. That's it. What does that mean? But bezdin of 71 is just a more powerful bezdin. Says the risker of no, maybe not. Maybe there's certain things are given to a bezdin of three, other things given to a bezdin of 23, other things given to a bezdin of 71. So normally a bezdin of 71 also has three people there. So I can incorporate all of the things that a bezdin of three can do. But this bezdin of 71 is just Moshe. So it's not a bezdin of three. So therefore he could only do the 71 things.
But a bezin of 71 can also be mekadosh the chodesh.
Oh, hold on a second, Mati. We're gonna get back to you. What? Right. Right. He seems to be saying that you can't a bezin of 71. It seems to be saying can't pass on things that a bezin of three can pass on. LMI. Oh, they're functioning at a bezdin of three. When they're 71, they're three plus. But Moshe Rabbeinu is not three plus. Moshe Rabbeinu is only 71. But what Mati is asking is time out. But the Sanhedrin themselves, actually, who is Kiddush HaChodesh given over to? Bifrat, according to the Rambam Shita. 71. So it's a little bit tricky to say this, at least in the Rambam Shita over here, that this idea. So Rabbi Yisai, I want to try to be Magdir. Perhaps he means, perhaps something as follows. I don't know exactly what I'm gonna try to like slice it in one of two ways. We said that Bezdin of 71 has two different dinim. There's two dinim of Bezdin of 71. One of them is the din of 71, that Bezdin is Supreme Court. The other one is that Bezdin is called Einei Ha'eda, the eyes of the people. We spoke about this numerous times, Shirklali and Ksubis, we spoke about it from Rav Kalevsky, Yaakov Mishal Kalevsky, from and other places. There are certain dinim, for example, Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, according to the Rambam, is a din that they're Memana Kohen Gadol. Is that because it's a din? Is it because it's like a mishpat of, or because they represent Klal Yisrael? They are the representatives of Klal Yisrael. That's what they do. So Bezdin of Ayin Aleph has a dual function. Perhaps what the Brisker of means, or maybe what we could say here to answer this question is, when we said Moshe Rabbeinu is b'makom Ayin Aleph, does that mean that Moshe Rabbeinu perhaps only had one of those functions of Sanhedrin and the other one not? You have to see where the makar is. I would like to suggest it as follows, off the top of my head, off the cuff as well. Maybe you know what Rashi calls Sanhedrin Agadol, Rashi and Daf Chaf, Chashuvei Hador. He calls them Chashuvei Hador. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu functioned as Chashuvei Hador. He was head and shoulders above everyone else. So he alone was like the Sanhedrin. He was basically the Einei Ha'eda. We call him Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shel Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's all up to you. But is Moshe Rabbeinu a Bezdin of three? He's not. He's not a Bezdin of three. He maybe has the authority of a Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. What does their authority help for things like being Memana Kohen Gadol, for things like that? But to actually be a Bezdin, when we need Mishpat, Moshe Rabbeinu is not a Bezdin. Maybe that's what the Brisker of meant. Perhaps, is that clear? Should I say it again? Rabbi Yisai, should I say it again? Anyone have any questions? Good. Should I say it again? As follows. The Brisker of says, and we have, I'll try to send you the Maamar Klemus on this, that Bezdin has two functions. I'm looking to see where, here, I have it over here. Ein ma'amidin melech ela alpi Bezdin shel shivim ve'echad. That there's a din of being Maimir HaMelech HaPish, a Bezdin of 71. That's the Rambam is brought down in Hilchas Sanhedrin. Also by Kohen Gadol, the Rambam brings down Hilchas over there in Kachim. So it's interesting. The Rambam brings down that Sanhedrin has to choose a melech and Kohen Gadol, but the Rambam doesn't say anywhere in Hilchas Sanhedrin that you have to bring a Kohen Gadol. You have to be Maimed a Kohen Gadol. It only says it then over there in Hilchas Kachim. That's the question. Says the Brisker Rav, there's Yisoid Din of Sanhedrin can be broken into two. The Brisker Rav says there's one din of Sanhedrin that Sanhedrin has to make the big decisions when it comes to a question of law, of Jewish law. Sanhedrin makes that decision. There's small claims court, there's federal court, and then there's Supreme Court. What would be small claims court? How big? Anyone? Three. What would be federal court? 23. What would be Supreme Court? 71. So 71, they're just like a regular court. They're just like for the real big questions. But there's a whole nother dimension to Sanhedrin. That dimension is Sanhedrin is Einei Ha'eda. They are like they're the representatives of Klal Yisrael. They represent Klal Yisrael. Lashon of the Brisker Rav is Davar Hashayach L'Kol Yisrael. Something that's shaykh to all of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, it could be that
this din of Sanhedrin now has two different functions. One is they're functioning as a court system. The other one, they're functioning as representatives of Klal Yisrael. So what I want to suggest is Moshe Rabbeinu, this that we call Moshe Rabbeinu, Ayin Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu is B'mokom Ayin Aleph. So there are two different dimensions of Ayin Aleph. Maybe the Gemara just means in one dimension, Moshe Rabbeinu is Ayin Aleph. But in the other dimension, not. How would I break it up personally? I would say Moshe Rabbeinu perhaps is the Einei Ha'eda. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu can be the eyes of the people. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is like the Bailam on Klal Yisrael. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is the person that can represent Klal Yisrael. But to be a Bez Din, he's not a Bez Din. He's not three people. So therefore, what do I need for a Bez Din? I need a Bez Din Shalshalish. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's very nice, your Hatzitatzi, that you have all of this representation power, but you don't have the Koyach of Bez Din of Ayin Aleph, and therefore you don't have the Koyach of Bez Din of Shalish.
Is this supposed to answer the Rambam?
Mm-hmm.
That you need a
bezin because of the Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu from
only
in Eidah.
The
Sanhedrin
previous
year
answered for the Rambam,
when
he argued
Rambam, that Rambam holds that you only need Eidah for the Shabbat. No, it was only given to Eidah, but the Maisi, you need a bezin to do. So we're going to come out as follows. What Eli's asking is as follows. I just want to get it clear. When the Rambam says that Kiddush HaKadosh is given over to Sanhedrin, the Rambam maybe just means Sanhedrin are the ones that have to decide who is Mekadosh L'Chodesh. But they can't be Mekadosh L'Chodesh themselves. That's why it's a Bezdin Shel Shalosh is Mekadosh L'Chodesh. Maybe need the Rosh Bezdin to be on the Bezdin Shel Shalosh, right? But it seems like in the end of the day, who's Mekadosh L'Chodesh? Is the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph themselves Mekadosh L'Chodesh? No. Where do we see that in our Mishnah? Where do we see that in our Mishnah? The Bezdin of Ayin Aleph is not Mekadosh L'Chodesh. It says over here, Rosh Shalosh Ayin Bezdin. So it's not the entire Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. Elamai, they are either an extension of the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. They are they're members of the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. But at the end of the day, the Maisa Kiddush is dependent on a Bezdin. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot do the Maisa Kiddush. Therefore, we have to think about that, Eli, okay? You have to think about that. The Maisa Kiddush itself needs a Bezdin in order to do the Kiddush. And therefore, we'll have to hold off. Therefore, perhaps the Rambam can't do it over here. Okay, what's interesting, there's a few interesting things. One is, so you got Moshe and Aaron, that's two. But we said we need three. How do we get three over here? There's two different answers in the Rishayim Achrayim. One answer, Tosfos says, Dibur Maschil Adik Aaron Bahadoch, says Tosfos, Vein Bezdin Shokol, Moisif and Alehen, Oid Echad. You can't have a bezdin that's an even number. Why? Because we don't want to end up with a hung jury. A hung jury is where they can't come to a decision. So if we're even, you might end up with a 50-50 split, and that would be a disaster. So therefore, we always want it to be an odd number, being that it's always an odd number. Therefore, we'll always end up with some sort of outcome. It's like we don't want like these elections going on forever, because they never end up having a decisive number. Over here, we im yischalku lechatzayim ein kan rabim, Rashi says in Sanhedrin. Therefore, Tosfos says, that's why we need Bezdin Shokol. That's one answer that we have in Rishayim. Another answer in Rishayim, which is fascinating, is that koyde matan Torah, perhaps koyde matan Torah, in a Hanami, we were able to have two. Hold on a second. No, this is a special thing over here that was allowed. Oh, no, the special thing over here that we allowed two. Kodaman Torah is going to answer another question, right? Maybe over here, also Kodaman Torah will answer Kroivim. Maybe because they're Kroivim, therefore Kodaman Torah will allow it. In a Hanami, it's a little strange. Like what you know is what Yes is pointing out is we have a svara that we're worried about a hung jury. Maybe Minogeya to Kiddush HaKadosh, especially Hashem said Kazer Re'eva Kadesh. It was so clear, therefore there was no question of a hung jury necessarily. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It sounds like the most honest form of judgment in a
Yeah, but that, yeah, but that's going to be very hard to get everyone to agree. You know, that's you're really actually in halacha, it's actually the opposite. By the way, listen to this: if you have everyone to agree on one side, they actually don't. They cancel the din. Did you know that? When it comes to dinei nefashos, because that means that if no one was able to see that he like any reason to acquit him, obviously he wasn't represented properly. It's interesting. They do the exact opposite in halacha. That's very right. That's counterintuitive. If it's like open shut kelis, it was just shut too fast. Someone's got to come up with. I told you about I don't know where we mentioned this about the Arab that killed Mayor Kahana. Mentioned in Shir, right? Anyway, someone came up with a way to like see him as being innocent, even though it was so clear, too many people in that case. Al Kopana, listen to this other psak of how Moshe and Aaron paskin. The answer was they paskin because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there with them. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the third, and therefore they actually had three when they were paskining. So it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzarif to Moshe and Aaron, which is very fascinating because I don't know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be a dayan.
Yes, but much later on.
Yes, right. Right, but I get upset in this world. Maybe this is also Kodesh Matan Torah, therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu could. Only after Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu could. That's a good point.
Hashem was also
Let's see what Tosis says, and I think we're going to get to a Machlokes Rishonim over here, how to understand. So Tosis, the Sugya Dehocha, Kimando Amar, B'Shmaitza, Kamaisa, the Sanhedrin, Dvar Torah, Chad Nami Kosher, the Chsibet Tzedek Tishpat, I mean, the Tzedek Tishpat. Our Sugya must be going according to the Mandoma that holds that Midyaraisa, one person can paskin. Why? The fact that we have to like go out of our way to prove to us that Moshe can't do it alone, and you need Aaron. According to my Domar holds that you can never paskin without three. And because it was making it difficult for us to get the Torah off the ground, and we're afraid people wouldn't lend money. Therefore, we made it easier that you can have three hedyotis in order to allow there to be dinei Torah. If that's the whole reason, that really means the arise, you couldn't ever do anything less than three mumchim. Then, v'shloish hedyotis gabi kiddush achoydesh in la'achshirim kein lamed lo'tzarech kra. I shouldn't need a pasuk. So Tosis says the only reason we need a pasuk is because otherwise it works by dinei mamonis. Midyoy raisa. So I would think it would also work over here. Kamashmalan, it doesn't work. Comes along the Tosis Yeshanim asked the question, what about the fact that Aaron was a Karef? What about the fact that Aaron was a Karef? He was related. How could Aaron paskin together with Moshe Rabbeinu? So we mentioned, Yeshua said maybe it was Koyde Matan Torah, and the Koyvim are Kosher Koyde Matan Torah. That's one teretz. But the Tosis Yeshanim, the Tashbetz, I'm sorry, this is a different teretz, and the Tashbetz, and this is, I think, going to be very important to understand the nature of this drasha. Says the Tashbetz, Ein Achanami, Aaron is Pasul. But really, the Torah isn't really telling us that Aaron HaKoyen is the one who's helping Moshe Rabbeinu paskin. It's just once the Torah is telling us, Moshe, you can't do it alone. So we thought that maybe Yochid Mumcha could paskin. Moshe is Yochid Mumcha. Torah says, no, you need Aaron with you. So therefore, I see that a Yochid Mumcha can't do it alone. Therefore, I know Moshe Rabbeinu is going to have to come on to other people. So what in essence is the Pasuk saying? The Pasuk says, Moshe and Aaron together. According to the Tashbetz, the Pasuk is just saying, Moshe, you can't do it alone. The Pasuk is basically is trying to knock out Moshe doing it alone. If that's the case, so then I understand where Moshe Shmuel Shapiro is saying very clear. Moshe Shmuel Shapiro is saying, even though Moshe Rabbeinu is Makom Ayin Aleph, but the Torah is telling us that it's not enough to have the koyach of moyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. You need to have three bodies. Therefore, we're saying it's like Kilu knocking away Moshe Rabbeinu's koyach and saying Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't do it alone. You need to have Aaron HaKoyin together with you. Aaron can't do it. Yeah, so we're saying once Moshe can't do it, then we're going to go back to the regular three. We're not saying that Aaron was really the one doing it. We're just saying, listen, what are our options? Before we had the pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu, what are our options? Yochid Memcha, or three. So once someone knocked Moshe away, we go back to three. So the Fizeh, all the pasuk is really doing is coming to say, not Moshe. Now we don't have the question anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu is Makom Ayin Aleph. Very nice to see from Makom Ayin Aleph. But the Torah is saying that we need three people here. And you're not, the Torah is saying you're not good enough, according to the Tashmit. That's goof what the pasuk is coming to be, is coming to emphasize. Not Moshe, according to this. However, if you learn, like the other Mahalach that we said, that is Moshe, Aaron, and Hashem. So we're saying Aaron is being Mekadosh the Chodesh. It is Aaron and Moshe. It's a Bezdin. Aaron is Pasul La'edos. So, Koyde Matan Torah, it says the Pnei Yeshua, we're not bothered by Pasul La'edos Koyde Matan Torah, the fact that they're a Kroyfin. It could be there's no cure of a Koyde Matan Torah, but therefore they could be Mekadosh the Chodesh. I call upon him. Over here, we're going to say that the Torah is telling us that you need a bezdin of three in order to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. That is going to be a different mahalach in what the Gzeres HaKosav is coming to tell us. Okay. Any questions, my friends?
Rebbe, did we not say, is there not a Maisa that with the Mechira
says? I lost you over here.
By Mechir Yosef, didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu be part of the minion that said that they there was a whole Maisa with minion, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to be part of the minion?
I really don't hear you. I don't hear you. I'm sorry. Talk loud.
There's a Maisa by the Mechir Yosef that Hashem was part of the minion of the brothers that said that they wouldn't play Yaakov of Yitzhak. So there is a makar in the medrash for Hashem being part of the minion. No,
I can't hear anything you're saying. You're gonna have to ask me later because it's a problem with my phone. It seems like not a problem with you. Just want to end off. Well, you're gonna have to ask me later. I'm sorry. We're gonna end off with something I see over here, brought down from the Maritz Chias. But from the Maritz Kayan, I'm sorry. The Marakoyan brings down the Medrash that says that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe and Aaron, I am going to be Mekadosh the Chodesh together with you. So then you don't have to come on to Ein Bezdin Shakal, he says, because they had three present at the time. Yeah. So what he says, in order to be masbir over here, how it works. So we have different pshatim exactly what the drasha was. Was it taka a bezdin of three that was makadosh the chodesh? Was it was it a bezdin of two? Were they kravim? According to the pshat of the medrash, it seems like they were taka kravim and they paskin. According to the pshat of the Tashbates, all we're saying when we bring Aaron is Moshe, you can't do it by yourself. We're not actually saying that they're makadosh together with the bezdin of Aaron was. Tuck a knot on the bezdin, according to that pshat. Okay, what does the Gemara say, Fighter? Says the Gemara. Let's just start the next Nakudi here a little bit. Says the Gemara. Lememra, the aid, nasedayin. This means to say that an aid can also be a dayin, says Rashi. Mishel roi liyois aid, badabar. There's two different sugyas of aid nasadayin. One is a sugya of an aid that himself can function as the aid and the dayan. He actually testifies and he also rules. That's aid nasadayin. There's another aid nasadayin is someone who witnesses rules. Says Rashi, our din is Mishel Roy Liois Aid Badaber. He's fit to be an aid, can be a dayan. Because in our Mishnah, we're not saying that the aid is being the dayan. Adarabba, we're saying that Yamdu Hashnayim, the Idubat Yeshiva Mechabre Meitzel Ayachid. They're not functioning as an aid and a dayan at the same time. They're getting someone else to be the dayan. So where's the problem of aid nas dayan? It's with the one that's sitting there, being that he himself witnessed the new moon. So he could be an aid. He's royally his aid. And still, we're allowing him to be a dayan. Says the Gemara, that seems to be a machloikis. The Tanya Sanhedrin Shiro Echad Shaharigas and Nefesh. Miksasa Nasu Aidim, Miksasa Nasu Dayanim, the Rebbe Tarfin, Rebbe Kiva, Amr Kulam Nasu Aidim. The Ain Aid Nasa Dayan. Says Rebbe Kiva, it doesn't work. Not because they're all testifying, but they all could testify. There you go. So Rebbe Kiva says it won't work. Says the Gemara, I feel Lutame Rebbe Kiva, Ad Kanal Kam Rebbe Kiva, Hasam Elad, Bidin Nefashis, Yachmanam Vishaf to Aid of Itzilah Aida. Kiva the Chazino, the Katal, Nav Shelam Matsi Zachu, Chazu Beis Chusa. So maybe it's a special din when it comes to din and nefashis. Din and nefashis is an extra chumrah. So we're going to try to do this Gemara Beis Hashem hopefully tomorrow. Tuesday we're going to do a chazara of all the different dinim. What's unique about Kiddush HaChodesh? What's the din of din and mamonis? How is Kiddush HaChodesh similar to din and mamonis? Similar to din and nefashis? And Beis Hashem hopefully Wednesday we're going to start the new Mishnah. My dear friends, make it a great day.
Go ahead.
Thank you, sir.